Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, Grateful and Thankful. For each of you who's joined us this morning for another Empowerment Dialogue. Our topic this morning is doing little and expecting much. As we are approaching Christmas and we're in the hustle and bustle of shopping and gift giving, hearing a lot of children, young ones, making requests of parents about things that they desire, things that they have to have. And in rebuttal, I hear the parents say, well, they'll be dependent upon your behavior. If you're able to keep up your good grades, I'll consider it. If you stay out of trouble at school, maybe we can take a look at it. What we're hearing is necessary, then you can be rewarded. So as I listened to that dialogue, I also thought about individuals who say they are Christian. Individuals who declare that they love the Lord, that He is Lord and Savior of their lives, that He is their everything, yet their life, their fruit, is not consistent with their claim. We have a lot, we see a lot of individuals who live how they want to live. Fall back on the phrase, God knows my heart. Fall back on, or I can easily report, what they're actually doing is using a biblical principle as a cop-out. Because repentance is the turning away from, not getting a pass card with the anticipation of doing the very same thing the next day. So we're going to talk about it this morning. This past week in our Bible study, we talked about living a consecrated life. And I posed the question even then, is it possible? Are we equipped to live consecrated, sanctified life? Do we even have the mindset that we have to live holy? We'll talk about it today. Doing little, expecting much. So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity to open up your word, to receive revelation, to plant seeds of knowledge and empowerment in those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking. Father, I thank you for life, health, and strength this morning. I thank you, Father, that despite what I may be feeling about myself, I know that you have a plan, that you have expectation. And because I love you the way I do, I will honor your request today and do thus what the Lord says. We thank you now. Bless those who will join us and be empowered. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So let's go to our scripture this morning. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I'm going to be reading from the New Life Version, verses 1 through 8, read this way. Christian brothers, we ask you, because of the Lord Jesus, to keep on living in a way that will please God. I've already told you how to grow in the Christian life. The Lord Jesus gave us the right and the power to tell you what to do. God wants you to be holy. You must keep away from sex sins. God wants each of you to use his body in the right way by keeping it holy and by respecting it. You should not use it to please your own desires, like the people who do not know God. No man should do wrong to his Christian brother in anything. The Lord will punish a person who does before. For God has not called us to live in sin. He has called us to live a holy life. The one who turns away from his teaching does not turn away from the man, but from God. It is God who has given us his Holy Spirit. Verse 9, you do not need anyone to write to you about loving your Christian brothers. God has taught you each to love. You love all the Christians in all country of Macedonia, but we ask you to love them even more. Do your best to live a quiet life. Learn to do your own work well. We told you about this before. By doing this, you will be respected by those who are not Christians. Then you will not be in need, and others will not have to help you. That's 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 1 through 12. But we're going to key on verses 1 through 8 in our study today about doing little. Again, as I stated, people always are asking for things, even when we consider our prayers. It's amazing how when things are going well, our conversations with God are limited sometimes. We don't pray as much as we may need to when things are going good. But as soon as things get rough, get a diagnosis, get a pink slip, you know, money get funny, any of those things occur, you know, you start crying out to God, asking God to do all these things for you, to answer all these prayer requests for you. Yet, life, how you've been living, is very contrary to what God is asking of us to do. In verse 8 of the scripture, it says, the one who turns away from this teaching does not turn away from man, but from God. It is God who has given us his Holy Spirit. And for those of you who have been listening for a few weeks, know that this past month we have been talking about, these last few months, we have been talking about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does for us, how it empowers us, how it brings truth, how it guides us. And we also know that the Holy Spirit dwells in it and is active in those who are saved. So we even pose the question, if we are truly saved, and if the Holy Ghost dwells within us, yet we live a life that's contrary to the Word of God, then are we truly saved? I've heard people say to me, because I posed this question to them about living any kind of way, yet we expect God to do all these things. You know, their response to me is, I mean, we make mistakes. And my response to that is, we have choices, and we choose to do what we do. The Word tells us that we were born in sin, yet shaped in iniquity. But the Word also tells us that because He loved us so, Jesus went to the cross. Yes, He did. He wore stripes on His back, nails in His feet, and He had a crown of thorns on His head. Cross to die for our sins, that we might have life, have it more abundantly, that we might be cleansed of our sin. So now, as a saved person, our desire should be to please the Lord in all areas of our lives, not picking and choosing what we're going to do or might do, but to please Him in every area of our lives. Be ye holy, for I am holy. He wants us to live a holy, consecrated life. Now, for many people that I've talked to about this, they seem to find this to be a challenge. So again, I question their relationship. What is your relationship with the Lord built on? Just words or words and deeds? You know, the Word tells us that Jesus is a brother. He sticks closer to us than any other. Said He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. He's always there for us. And if He's always there for us and has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, He said that I'm going away, but I'm going to leave you a comforter. If we have that comforter dwelling within us, there is no reason that we should be living a life doing little but expecting much from Him. Let's take this to the job setting. Been employed to do specific tasks. When you were hired, they gave you a job description. Say you're working in sales. They gave you a matrix of what was expected weekly in order for you to get paid or receive any incentives. They let you know what was expected of you before you started. You read over the description. You said, I'm capable of doing these things, and I understand that I will only be paid if I meet the metrics. I will only get incentives if I exceed what's been asked of me. I'm going to sign my name on the dotted line. And so you do. You go to work. You don't make the sales. Are you going to expect the pay? Because you just said you already understand what's required. Do you buckle down and adhere so that you can be paid? Or do you walk away? See, in the faith, what we're seeing is more people walking away because they don't want to discipline themselves to do what God requires. Why should I have to live a consecrated life? God knows my heart. You hear that all the time. God knows that I love Him. God knows I want to do God. But you're not doing it. So challenges are popping off in your life. And you're saying, why is this? And why is that? And what am I supposed to do? You need to get in alignment with God's plan for your life. You need to adhere to His word. In the scripture verses 1 through 8, there's an exhortation going forward, and it's given affectionately. In this exhortation, they would It's telling you you're going to abound more in your holy walk. You're going to excel in those things that are good by living this life. And it says their faith was justly famed abroad, and they were able examples to other churches. Yet here the apostles would have them yet further to excel others and to make further progress in holiness. Persevere. Even in times of weakness, we have to persevere. We should be able to grow better. I think we did a teaching sometimes back about your reasonable service increasing daily because your relationship with the Father increases. The more you spend time with a person and get to know them, the more you love them, the more you want to do for them. Reasonable when you first encountered God and gave your life to Him, what you experienced then was awesome. But what you experience now, maybe 3 or 4 years later, should far exceed that feeling. And because of it, you'll want to do more. And again, because the Holy Spirit dwells within you, you're going to desire to live a life that's pleasing to Him. So why is it we do so little and we expect so much? We've got to know that holy living, sanctified, consecrated living is an awesome thing and most pleasing because He's glorified in our holiness. It should be the aim, it should be the ambition of each of us to live that type of life for Him, a life that's pleasing and acceptable to God, especially to those who desire to wear the banner of Christian, those who are your pastors and your leaders and your prophets and your apostles. We are truly that which God has called us to be. Then there is a way that we should live before the people that will compel them to say, what must I do to be saved? I know that often we can get discouraged because the word tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous. But it says God delivers us out of them all. So if He's going to deliver us from whatever situation it is that we may be facing, that will cause us to be challenged to live a holy and upright life, I want to empower you this morning and let you know to hold on. For change is going to come. Because if you keep your hand in God's hand, if you keep your life on that straight and narrow path, if your desire is to please God in everything that you do, then my brothers and sisters, you're going to live your life in such a way that you don't have to worry about the condemnation that comes after you sin and you know it. You don't have to worry about shame that may come because of your act. You don't have to worry about those things, but you can glory in the fact that you're living a life that's pleasing unto the Lord, that you're not just doing little and expecting much, but you're doing all that God requires of you. All that you're aware of at this present time. Because if you're not in the Word, if you're not reading, you don't really understand all that He requires. But to the best of your knowledge, you're doing everything that you know to do is right before the Lord.
And because of your righteous living, then you can go to him asking him in prayer according to his word, and he will grant that which you desire. So we've got to look at ourselves. We've got to reflect. We've got to assess. How am I living? How am I living? Am I giving God my all? Or am I just doing enough to get by so when people see me, they won't question my faith? Are you one of those who's doing little, yet expecting much? Well, let me empower you today that if that has been you, if you've been doing little and expecting much, family relationships, on your job, at your school, in your faith walk, in whatever capacity this may have been the situation, today you have an opportunity to turn that thing around. Even as I speak to those of us who are adults, this is also a good time to relay this message to our children. Things. When we're not doing great things. I'm not going to reward the foolishness. I'm not going to reward your bad doing. But I will be the rewarder of the one that diligently seeks me, says the Lord. I will reward those who are upright before me. Those seeking to please me in all things. I will deal with that one who turns away from the word. Not so much the man or woman of God that's releasing it, because when you deny the word, you're not denying them, you're denying me. The Father wants us to do that which is pleasing and acceptable unto him. And if you're not sure of what all of that entails, reach out to us. Send us an email message, instant messages. Reach out to us and say, you know what, Val? I heard that message and I found myself in that place of doing little and expecting much. And, you know, I feel like I was in a good place and I was getting stuff, but I know that there's more that the Lord requires of me, and I want to know what it is. I want to be empowered so that my life can make an impact in this world, so that I can bring someone that's been in darkness to light. I want to empower because I've been empowered. Then do that. We're here for you, to pray with you, to chat with you, to aid you in overcoming any obstacle that you may face in life, so that you can fulfill God's plan for your life here on the earth. We are here to empower you. So, Father, we thank you this morning for this teaching time. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for how you reveal to us that you're requiring more. And we can't just live life any kind of way, calling ourselves Christians, stating that you know our heart, and attempting to use repentance as an eraser with intent to do what we just did again. Father, we want to do those things that are pleasing. We want to rely on the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, those of us who are saved. So So we ask that you would aid us today, Father. Show us the way. Show us the way. Continue to speak to us. Illuminate the path that you would have us to walk on. God, we ask that you would even remove those who've been speaking toxic things into our spirit that would easily ease us into doing the little instead of doing the much. We ask for your help today, God. We ask for your help today, Holy Spirit. And Jesus, we thank you for what you've done for us. We ask that you would grant these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, listeners, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we pray that you have a successful week, an empowered week, a week of doing much and getting much in return. We love you and God bless you. Goodbye.